escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we just did this. This is cool. I remember filling this out. The Lord knows it took long enough to fill out. So we're doing this. It's a quarter century, WFAN quarter century team. And it's going to encompass all the sports, and obviously the first 25 years of this century. And thanks to our sponsor, Cash App, for stepping in and having some fun with this as well. And, you know, and it just reinforces how pathetic it's been from a Jets. Now, the Giants' perspective has been tough lately, too. But I'm looking at this, and I can't even really argue much. So the way we did it, we were you know, sent this email. We went through all the different positions, like, hey, pick the top four wide receivers, pick the two best center fielders, pick the two best two guards, whatever. You know, Knicks, Nets, all the teams represented. And then they tallied up the results, and here we are. And I'm looking at the offense, right? And I really can't, I mean, from an emotional perspective, I can probably quibble a little bit. Like, I would put Krebet there, and I remember voting for Wayne. You know, but if you really think about it, Wayne's damage, like most of his statistical damage, was done in the 90s. Remember, he came up in 95, 96 with Kotite and then played, you know, with Parcells and then Keyshawn, and he had 1,000 yards and he was awesome. But, you know, once you got into 2000, which is what this is about, he kind of tailed off a little bit. So I say this because it's so giant heavy on the offensive end. And again, I can't really push back too much. Shout out to our guy, my guy, Tiki. Of course, Tiki's going to make it. And Curtis Martin. Now, there's an argument. Like, who is better, Curtis or Tiki? But I'm looking at this, and there's three Jets out of the 11 that made it on offense. It's Curtis, it is Nick Mangold, terrific center, and of course, big break over on the tackle, at one of the tackle spots. And you know, I look around, I'm like, all right, obviously Tiki's got to be there, Amani's there, Beckham's there, Plex is there, Victor Cruz is there, Shockey's obviously there. The second tight end was Kevin Boss. It just shows you how many, you know, wasteland seasons we've had a tight end for both of these teams. But obviously, Shockey was a horse. And then you got Deal, Chris Snee, O'Hara, and then Brick and Mangle round out the line. So three of 11 are Jets. And then I go to defense. And again, I think for the most part, it's done right. On defense, four of the 11 are Jets. Or if you want me to say it, Giant fans, if you're sensitive, seven of the 11 are Giants. Now, the four Jets, though, would be Quinnen Williams, which I think makes sense. Mo Lewis. I don't know about that. And I could push back a little bit on that. Remember, Mo was up here in the 90s, too, doing a lot of damage. This is just from 2000 on. Darrell Revis. And is that it? Who am I missing? And Vilma. I could probably push back on that, too. But like, you just look everywhere. Justin Tuck, Dexter Lawrence, Michael Strahan, AP, you know, Antro Roll, Seahorn. Even the kicker and the coach go to the Giants. So it's a quarter century look at Jets and Giants football. If you guys want to check it out, again, thanks to our sponsor, Cash App. They jumped in. This is cool. We'll do this for all the sports. It's on Soch. It's everywhere. Go check it out. And just to jump in, you know, to another thing about the Jets here, football. Oh boy, you know, I won't say I was surprised when we got the news about the contract. I was on vacation, but both contract announcements there with Sauce and with Garrett Wilson. Now, Garrett Wilson to me was a no-brainer. I do think last year, I was vacillating a little bit. I wasn't sure, like, because Sauce's indifference and or inability to tackle is a massive problem. Now, I think one thing that's going to be different, I think that Aaron Glenn's going to deploy him very differently. And, you know, if Aaron Glenn, who looked at every single snap of every single player, I'm not saying he's, you know, the main voice in, when it's that kind of money, but I'm sure they ran it by him. Hey, Coach, what do you think? You know, you're a former corner, and I saw Aaron play, and Aaron was good. So I trust his instincts there. You know, you'd have to think that Aaron Glenn is going to say, all right, hey, number one receiver, go follow him. I don't know why Robert Saleh didn't do that. There's just certain things with certain coaches that are just so basic, especially with Saleh, that were just so dumb. Like, how the hell is Sauce Gardner not traveling with the main offensive target vertically for every opposing team? And he didn't do it. It's just crazy. So I think you'll be able to do some things with run support to help him out. And quite frankly, I just think Aaron Glenn's going to get in his ass and make him learn how to tackle. So I don't want to get too in the weeds football. It's still July here. But just conceptually, I love what the Jets did here. But I had to be fair because there were points last year where Gardner really bothered me to the point where I was calling him Soft Gardner on the Unkillable Pod and on the air. You know, like he just had an aversion to tackling. It's one thing if you throw your shoulder pads in there and you're just not a great textbook tackler. But I mean, that's a problem in itself if you want to be the best in the game and the highest paid. But it's quite another thing when you just don't seem to really care to try to deliver a lick. And too much, he was...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Soft. That's going to change. I trust. And, you know, just I would say bigger picture here. It's nice to have a little stability. You know, I get it. You could make the case, well, Garrett Wilson's a wide receiver. Wide receiver's a dime a dozen. He's not 6'4". He's not like a Megatron game changer or something like that. I get it. You know, Sauce with the tackling. All right, I get it. But at some point, if you want to become a functional, respected, consistent organization with continuity, which, by the way, is how you get all the other aforementioned things there, you got to have continuity. If you start over every 2 years, it's just a disaster from a coaching perspective and from a personnel perspective. So this is really encouraging. I'm pumped up that this offseason has been very quiet for the Jets. It's refreshing. And I've also been honest enough to tell you that, you know, like an idiot, I took the cheese last year, and I took the cheese the year before with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I took the cheese in the comeback, and I took the cheese in the acquisition. And I took the cheese with, you know, all these, seven or eight primetime games. And, you know, finally we matter and people are going to pay attention to us. And I don't dislike Aaron like a lot of you do, or some of you do. Actually, I like Aaron. I think the organization was so bad that they failed him and he got hurt, you know. But he's gone, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time on him. But it was just, it was fun to feel relevant, you know. And what I said when we talked about me and Sal before the schedules came out for this year, I'm like, just let me operate in anonymity. I don't want Sunday night. I don't want Thursday night. Don't give me Monday night. I don't even need, you know, 425 with Nance and Romo. Just bury me at one and let me just live my little tiny, for now, menial football existence and just see if Aaron Glenn is going to be the guy that I think he's going to be. No bold proclamations. Oh, we finally got the Super Bowl. Nobody wants to hear it. I don't want to say it. Nobody cares. We've all looked like fools a million ways sideways with these ridiculous opinions and convictions with the Jets. So I'm going to wait and see. But in my gut, I do feel like it's the right hire now. Because Robert Saleh, you know, looked like Tarzan, and he coached like Jane. Aaron Glenn looks a little bit like Tarzan, and you just know he ain't coaching like Jane. He's just not. Muji, I got to see. I'm optimistic, but I don't know. But Glenn just, he strikes me as, again, the right guy at the right time. And if they deliver these long-term commitments to two young players, one on each side of the ball, you know, Q's already got a deal. We'll see if the old line's taking shape. I think they're going to commit to the run. I think they're going to be buttoned up. They're going to practice hard. They're going to hit. They're going to play with integrity. Like, that's at least a basic starting point. So I was pumped with the extensions. I've been very happy with the quiet nature to the offseason. And now it's, you know, this week, Wednesday. And obviously with the Giants this week as well. But now you'll start seeing the story. And this is where it gets fun. And I know that we kind of lean on this a little bit much, but we're jonesing for football. A little bit too much. But we're jonesing for football nuggets. You know, you start seeing the tweets. I remember even going back to Darnold and Zach and Rodgers. Oh, look at how he's doing 7-on-7s, touchdowns. Like, we will overreact to a player getting burned or a QB throwing a bad pick. We will. That's what we do. Because until there's real football, there's this stuff. Imaginary football, because training camp is a joke these days. And we'll lead it up and we'll react. But I got to tell you, just on a big, and I've said this before, so this is not a surprise, but since we're almost here, I'll say it again. On a big, broad, macro level assessment, anticipation, obviously hope. I mean, you're always hopeful, but rooted in a little bit more conviction than not, I think it's going to be an enjoyable season for both the Jets and the Giants. I do. I think we were very frustrated with Saleh and the softness with the Jets and the mess that they were. And obviously Daniel Jones, yeah, you got to move on. It's over. You know, and if the coach and the GM don't do well this year, then they're probably gone as well. But, you know, at least now you have Jackson Dart in the pipeline. So if Russell Wilson doesn't play well, you got some hope there. And we all love the DeVito story, but let's come on. He doesn't have that kind of talent where Dart does. And he could be a 10, 12, 13, 15-year quarterback for the Giants. Because one thing about the Giants, when they get it right, they usually get it right. For a while, you know, Phil was hurt early, but they got it right with Phil. They got it right with Eli. Jets aren't so lucky. I just feel both teams are going to be better this year. It could be a fun football season. And by fun, I mean competitive and a few more wins and maybe not dead by Halloween. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. Let me get Timmy and Mayapak. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, BT. With the trade deadline coming up with the Yankees, I think they got too many missing pieces. I think it's a mistake to get Suarez in Arizona. He's got a smaller ballpark there. I don't know how many home runs he's going to hit Yankee Stadium. And I would bring up Lombard. Get his feet wet at third base.
They're not
he can't
calling
do
him
a
up.
Bit worse.
They're not calling him up. Jimmy, I don't mean to cut you off, but you got to speak in reality. They're not right. Calling up Lombard this year.
Yeah, okay, but they're missing too many pieces. It's a mistake to get rid of Jones and delete your farm system. for a team that's missing so many pieces.
Yep.
Yeah. So I disagree with that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. The first thing you said was you don't want Suarez, okay? And he's an awful defender, strikes out a ton. I get you. I got to let you go. It's a little bit too much feedback. I was going to ask you, but I can't. It's too much. I'm torn with him because they can't not do anything at third base. Like, they have to do something. That's a given. And I don't know, maybe it becomes McMahon or something else there. But if you get Suarez, you are getting a very flawed player. What he's good at, he's really good at. What he's not good at, he's bad at. And what he's bad at usually buries you in October. Doesn't catch it, and he strikes out a ton. So that's a tough call. That's a tough call. Now, if you walk away with Merrill Kelly as well and the relief pitcher, I know that was out there, and he just do one big trade with the D-backs, and you don't have to give up. I mean, obviously not giving up Suarez, Spencer Jones or Lombard in that situation. I'm not saying I'm not amenable to it, but I don't think it solves everything. I really don't. So it's going to be a tough call. I don't know. Let me get Anthony in down in Tampa, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, BT, thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
Awesome. So first of all, I wanted to wonderfully said about David Wright. I'm a Mets fan. I know you're a Yankees fan, so I thought you said everything that needed to be said. Great job with that. But I did actually want to, about the Jets, the one thing that I'm hoping Aaron Glenn does better than anybody else is stop these stupid penalties.
Oh, God.
Because more often than not, how many times will we, you know, we had them pinned 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12, and it's a stupid late hit on a quarterback or something like that. And if he could curb that, that's 3 or 4 wins right there, at least in my opinion.
Well, I don't know about 3 or 4, but it's a great starting point, Anthony. And I'm with you on that. Like, you know, the Jets just aren't good enough and have not been good enough to overcome the barrage of penalties that they subjected us to every single Sunday. I mean, there's times you're watching 12, 13 penalties, 120 yards. What? Come on. With a pop gun offense? Yeah. They're going to overcome that. I think the Jets are going to run I think they're going to strive to run the ball 30 times a game this year. Now, there'll be games, maybe a kickoff return, a fumble brought back to the house. You look up, it's football. It's going to even happen to a good team where they're down quickly 17-3, 17-0, 14-zip, 20-3, 21-0, 21-3, 24-3. That's going to happen. And when that happens, now you become very predictable. Then, you know, Justin Fields better runner than thrower. And then it's, you know, that's not a good situation for the Jets, really. But I think their defense is going to be really good. It's going to be good. I think it's going to have a chance to be really good. I think their O-line is going to be a lot better. I think there's going to be many fewer penalties. I think special teams will be better. People forget Aaron Glenn was a special team ace, man. He was good. So if they could, of the 17 games, if you can, they're going to have 2 or 3 duds right away. So, but if you could have, like, meaning out of the chute, those sloppy one-sided scores that I just gave you where you have to abandon the run just to kind of get back in it. But of the, you know, 13 or 14 other games, like-ish, you're going to be able to run. And you're going to be able to run it, I would say, 22 times, roughly, conventionally, with running backs. And then, you know, 7 to 10 times a game with Justin Fields. 6 or so of the design variety. And, you know, 2, 3, 4, depending upon what's going on and who you're playing, weather, whatever, where he just tucks it and he makes people miss because he's a great athlete. He's a great runner. And, you know, when you do that, and you run the ball well, this is not breaking news, but the Jets have not done this forever, and it's such a boring watch. Like, but if you can do this, you know, crank out, hey, 1st and 10, Jets at their own 25, yeah, run 5 yards. Oh, wow, what do you know, 2nd and 5. Now the entire playbook is open, and Fields can tuck and run. He could do an option. You could hit a tight end. Well, what a concept, hit the tight end down the seam. You know, you could just do things. And I think that they're going to really do that. And I think it's going to lead to a much more competitive season. Let me get Eric in Massapequa, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Eric?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of people talking about, like, oh, I can't trade Jones, can't trade Jones. Why is no one talking about calling Jones up? Like, I don't understand.
I brought it up. I said it.
No, I know you did, but, like, nobody else is saying it. Everything I hear is, oh, we can't trade him. ESPN saying it. CBS. No one's
ESPN knows nothing about. ESPN knows absolutely nothing about baseball. ESPN.
They know nothing about sports now.
Lost.
They're a joke. That's a different topic. Anyway, but like, this kid is absolutely killing it. He's currently the best hitter by a large margin in the minors. I don't understand why he's not up. You know, and that's leading to the whole not having a third baseman.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Okay. Now, I think it's a little unconventional, a little bit early at this point. I did bring it up, so I don't think you're nuts. But if you bring him up, where's he playing? What are you doing?
See, I figured each Judge will DH one day, Jones plays.
Okay.
Belly goes to first base one day, Jones plays. Dominguez sits a day because for whatever reason they love sitting him anyway, so they might as well get Jones in then. Have him DH a day. Like, they could find 4 or 5 days a week this kid's playing.
I don't know about 4 or 5. I mean, it's a little tough with Ben Rice and, you know, the Grisham and obviously Goldschmidt and Dominguez. 4 or 5 is a lot.
You know what, I'm not married to Goldschmidt. I love what he's done for us.
I agree with you.
I am more inclined to having Rice and him split time. Wells, I'm not sold on, so Rice can play a game or two behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
They need a spark. And they're not, like, I'm watching them, you know, run the bases, get thrown out, throwing, you know, not turning easy double plays. They need a spark. This kid is killing it right now.
I know he is.
And he's doing the whole season. Like, I just, and obviously they need a third baseman. That's an entire other topic. Because Suarez, I like, he's a nice player, but he's also 34 years old.
Yep.
I've had him on, like, my fantasy team for years. Like, he's a very streaky player, and he's exactly what you said. He's exactly what you don't need in the playoffs. He's either going to strike out or hit a home run, and he can't field.
Well, Eric, that's why I'm trying to find somebody here that is going to bring something to the table if he has an 0-for-4 game. I hear you. I mean, guys, haven't we been? I'm not saying that I'll get on the air and protest vehemently if they get Suarez. I got to see what they give up. I got to see if other third basemen are indeed traded. If they're not, well, then maybe the Rockies just didn't give up on McMahon or whatever it might be, or Arenado, even though the Yankees don't want Arenado. Like, I'd have to read other situations, so I can't really tell you my reaction fully now. But I know he's a masher, and I know he's better than what's over there now. You have to upgrade, but, you know, you're going to get him for a couple of months here. He's basically his mid-30s, and he's a butcher at third. He whiffs all the time. He doesn't have great speed. So if he goes 0-for-4 with 2 punch-outs in October against Seattle or against the Astros or Toronto, what is he doing? He's doing nothing else of value. That's a problem. And we've seen that forever with the Yankees. So I'm trying to preemptively guard against that. If there's nobody else, of course I'll take him. Because he can hit bombs. And you might, you know, listen, he might be like Cespedes with the Mets in 2015, even though Cespedes is a much better all-around player. It's not a great comparison, but I'm talking about just bringing a little juice with some thump. Now, Cespedes could run. He had a cannon. A different profile. Younger, much more dynamic. It's not apples to apples, but could he have an impact? I mean, he can come here, he can hit the hell out of the baseball, or he can hit 190 and strike out 26% of the time, which is pretty much what he does anyway. I don't know.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.